Hello, the G8 meeting has got underway in Canada, with Britain and the US pushing other nations to live up to their aid promises. Leaders of the Group of Eight Nations, the world's eight largest economies, have gathered near Toronto for the meeting. The G8 nations are currently short an estimated $20 billion on their 2005 pledge to raise combined aid significantly by this year. The former chairman of Sundance Resources says the company may resume trade as early as next week. George Jones was brought in to advise the company after its entire six-person board was killed in a plane crash in the Congo last weekend. The company's shares have been suspended from trading since the news of the crash. US stocks have had mixed results on the back of news that a financial reform bill passed by Congress wouldn't slash Wall Street's profits as severely as expected. The Dow Jones closed down slightly, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ have both seen a bump in overnight trade. The European markets have all closed down, the FTSE by just over 1%. The Australian dollar is up slightly against the greenback and the euro, and it's steady against the pound. And gold is up over $10 an ounce, and oil is steady. And that's ABC Business News.